Penguin Random House Audio presents The Death of Vivek Oji by Ekweke Emezi. Read for you by Yetide Badaki and Chukwudi Iwuji. To Franca, my first and best storytelling friend, don't ever forget Kurt's last name. I love you lots. Live free. 1. They burned down the market on the day Vivek Oji died. 2. If this story was a stack of photographs, the old kind, rounded at the corners and kept in albums under the glass and lace doilies of center tables in parlors across the country, it would start with Vivek's father, Chika. The first print would be of him riding a bus to the village to visit his mother. It would show him dangling an arm out of the window, feeling the air push against his face and the breeze entering his smile. Chika was 20 and as tall as his mother, 6 feet of red skin and sun-touched clay hair, teeth like polished bones. The women on the bus looked openly at him, his white shirt billowing out from the back of his neck in a cloud, and they smiled and whispered among themselves because he was beautiful. He had looks that should have lived forever, features he passed down to Vivek. The teeth.